USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are back working after the holiday break. Now, news is coming out that former National Security Advisor to President Trump, John Bolton, says he will testify in an impeachment trial in the Senate if he were called as a witness. Bolton issuing a statement saying, "I have concluded that if the Senate issues a subpoena for my testimony, I am prepared to testify." Jury selection is underway in New York City in the Harvey Weinstein sex assault trial. Supporters of the alleged victims are gathering outside the court in Lower Manhattan to get a glance at the disgraced movie mogul.
I'm just here to bear witness to this first day of what could potentially be the trial of the century, or certainly the trial of my lifetime.
Weinstein claims the sexual activity was consensual. Jury selection is expected to take a few weeks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
In July of 2019, Jeffrey Epstein, already a convicted sex offender, was arrested and charged in sex trafficking by federal prosecutors. On August 10th, Epstein was found dead in his federal jail cell in Manhattan's Metropolitan Correctional Center. The New York City Medical Examiner's Office ruled Epstein's death a suicide by hanging. Dr. Michael Bodden is one of those who believes that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. He tells CBS's 60 Minutes.
The forensic evidence released so far, including autopsy, point much more to murder and strangulation than the suicide.
A major U.S. auto manufacturer is reporting its 2019 sales. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Ford Motor Company reporting a 3% drop in its U.S. sales for 2019. Fourth quarter numbers down by 1.3%. Truck sales for Ford, though, were up by 9.1%.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the top 10 movies at the box office.
Yes, it's in.
Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker is still number one at the box office this weekend, grossing $33 million. Over 3 weeks, it's grossed $450 million. Number two, Jumanji, The Next Level, with $26 million. The literary classic Little Women is at number 3 with $13 million. The new scary mystery movie called The Grudge coming in at number 4 with $11.3 million. And practically tying it at number 5, Frozen 2 still on the charts. An overall total for Frozen 2, $450 million. The animated feature Spies in Disguise coming in at number 6 with $10.1 million. Knives Out still there at number 7 with $9 million. Uncut Gems at number 8 with $7.8 million. And the movie about Fox News, Bombshell, with Charlize Theron and Nicole Kidman coming in at number 9 with $4.1 million. And the Broadway musical Cats, remade into a movie, is at number 10 with $2.6 million.
And the NFL Network is reporting that former Green Bay Packers head coach Mike McCarthy will be the next coach of the Dallas Cowboys. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.